This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program presents our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio review. And Jay Kirshner is with me. Jennifer is ill this week. Jennifer Horn normally would join us here for these discussions. And from time to time, we'll get talk radio hosts from other stations, some of the stations that are carrying the program, to visit with us to have their thoughts, their comments about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This list is prepared by Talkers Magazine every week and appears on their website, talkers.com, and also at dougsteffen.com. You can go through the stories at your leisure. You can listen to this. Amazing how people, Jay Kirshner, as I said, is with me, how people, Jay, listen, and they, let's say they record the program, they stop after, let's say I've gone through the top 10 or I'm going through the top 10, and at number 6, they stop, and they come up with people. I've heard from people, they sort of do their own talk show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just kind of. And that's fine. Use it any way you want. This is here for you to listen and learn, if you will, and participate as well with us. How do they register or chime in on social media, Jay?
With the different top ones that are going on?
Anything. Anytime anybody's got anything to say to us that they want to share, since we don't really take telephone calls for any number of reasons, but if people want to express themselves, because since you've been here to really perk this all up, we've gotten every week hundreds of comments from people all around the country and around the world who listen to this program, because you can listen to it on CRN.com. You can hear it on TuneIn, et cetera, et cetera. Any number of radio stations that carry it on the iHeart channel as well. So there's input from everybody, and people, they want to be heard.
For sure. And there's no doubt about it that of all of the conversations happening this week, the biggest is gun control, gun reform, gun responsibility, the Second Amendment. That has been really the biggest hot topic of all conversations happening. And you have a lot of, you have some kind of different name calling, which we typically won't read on, we won't read that stuff on air because there's just no time for that. But there's also so much well thought, well written opinions that regardless of what your opinion is or what side of the aisle you fall on, you can't help but feel like, okay, I may have a different opinion than you do, but I respect that opinion. And you see a lot of that. There's not a lot of fighting anymore. There's a lot more respect being given, and it's just, that is so nice to see. And
that's
so
for
lovely.
Our listeners. That's the thing.
Our
about
listeners,
this
yes.
Yeah, our listeners are like that, not so much with listeners to other programs or social media. I'm encountering some of this stuff because I'm on a few committees in the community that I live in Massachusetts, and there's local blogs with people who are cowards that have things to say, but they don't sign. They use phony names, or they put their names are redacted. So what good is that? Stuff's useless. It's a waste of time. Pay no attention to those things. Ignore them. But they're there. I suppose maybe it keeps people occupied or keeps them from doing something else. If they're acting out on social media, they're not acting out another way. So maybe there's a good, it's kind of like the neck, the bottle, right? The bottleneck, and taking the cap off and letting some of the steam out. I guess that's partially what it's good for.
I always feel like, you know that saying that we tend to be not more angry, but the people we're closest with. We do tend to let a little bit
people
of our awfulness out on the people that we trust to let our feelings out and all of that stuff. So I always think when people are just so beyond awful to other people that they've never even met on social media, how do they actually treat the real people in their lives?
Great question. Yep. Food for thought, actually, for a lot of you who might be thinking or maybe have participated in that sort of thing. All right, let's go through the stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10 on the list. The weather around the country, that's been pretty much a conversation every week for quite a long time, actually.
Yeah. Is it considered extreme weather still when it almost seems to be the normal?
Well, the side of this that I think I brought up once or twice on our weekday program had to do with a study, and I wish I'm going to see if I can find it because I had it in front of me at one point, and I don't have it in front of me right now. But the study goes back 4 million years, and it shows the research about what that you can find out from getting into the core of the Earth what the weather was like at any time from 50,000 years to 4 million years to whatever. And apparently the weather on the planet 4 million years ago is exactly like the weather that we're experiencing right now. And hello, there was no gas. Hello, there was no combustible fossil fuel being used. And food for thought anyway. Okay, at number 9, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the people list, and his Twitter thing. I don't know whether we spend any time. Let me just go through the stories, then we'll go back and we'll pick and choose some of the ones we want to talk a little bit about, Jay. Let's do that. Number 8 on the list is immigration and the insecure border that we have. Number 7, COVID, which is getting kind of a resurgence here and there. Not the serious stuff, but still people are getting sick with it. The war in Ukraine is number 6. The Kavanaugh incident at his home. That's a pretty bad thing. We'll talk about that. Number 5. Number 4, gun violence. Number 3, the January 6th hearing. Certainly a lot of talk about that and it deserves some attention. The economy is number 2. And the primaries this past week, how some of the Republicans did unexpectedly, is that a warning to the Democrats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On the people list, Elon Musk is at 10, Pukin Putin is at 9, Brett Kavanaugh is at 8, Mitch McConnell 7, Mike Pence 6, Liz Cheney 5, Janet Yellen 4, Chesa Boudin, San Francisco is number 3, Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Plus, during the course of the countdown this week, we'll have a few countdown extras for you, for us to cogitate, if you will, to consider. At 13 past the hour, we get to some of the specifics about the items on the charts right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Back on our talk radio reviewer service of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, I'm here with Jay Kirshner. Some of the stories in review, I think number 4 is something that deserves a good deal of attention, Jay, as the latest this is something as we go into the weekend, this will be discussed over the weekend along with all of the other things, the points of interest. Continuing, I mean, what are we doing about the latest incident? Three were killed. One person was injured, a shooting in Maryland at a manufacturing facility. The exchange of gunfire, state troopers were there, three employees. It's called Columbia Machine. It's in Smithburg, Maryland. The sheriff's office said that the first law enforcement officer showed up on the scene, confirmed how many were dead. A state trooper who exchanged gunfire with the shooter on a road near the attack got hurt a little bit. I guess the suspect is in jail.
In custody at the hospital, yeah. Yeah, right. 23 years old, shot fellow coworkers, killed the three, injured one.
It's the same damn story. A white kid angry about whatever. Did he work there? Is that what the story is? Was he fired or something? And yeah.
Oh, was he fired?
I'm trying to put the reasoning together for why these things happen, and oftentimes this sort of a thing in a specific place comes as a result of somebody feeling aggrieved, feeling like they, you know, all of this gun violence, you can trace it back a lot of times to somebody who's angry at a teacher in a school, they're angry at the doctor because their back doesn't get fixed the way it was supposed to, or they're, you know, it's just all anger. All sort of things that come from people, as I look at it, the naivete
despair
of people thinking that there's perfection. You said I was going to get better. Okay, well, I tried, but I wasn't able to fix what's wrong. Okay, I'm going to shoot you. You know, that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
I don't know, just say, with the shooter being in custody, there's just something that, when the shooter is killed, it's oftentimes very difficult to figure out what the motive was. Why, and especially if that shooter had no prior connection to the venue or the location or the people. And this time, this was a place he worked. These were his colleagues, his coworkers, and he is in custody. So it just feels like there is an opportunity to find out more information from the shooter themselves when they are taken into custody, and I don't know if that's enough closure to make any of this okay. It's not. But sometimes it just to know a why of it or what it was, it just puts more pieces of the puzzle together.
I think most of the time, in this case, by the way, the sheriff and law enforcement were right on it. The state trooper, this is an example of, from what I can tell anyway, looking this over, of the police doing what they were supposed to, which is what we expect. We expect the police who are trained to protect. What is that? I think on my community's police cars it says to protect and serve. I think it says that on some of the TV show cop cars too. And some of that, I think I've seen it in L.A. So, okay, that's your job. That's what you put your life on the line. Many officers do every day, and so that's what you sign up for. It's not like you weren't expecting, hopefully, you weren't expecting not to get into a jam from time to time, because especially these days, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to encounter. And I wonder if that's the reason, among others, that not as many good people are getting into the police business, as they say on Blue Bloods, the family business, because they don't want to put themselves in harm's way. You know, sometimes people think of police work as directing traffic and things like that. So, and there are a lot of different aspects to it, and that's one of the problems. The police are expected to do too much. Okay, we continue here on a Talk Radio Review. Stand by.
Extend. Sendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
American Family Farmer Podcast. Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Overview, the talk radio roundup, a review of the top 10 stories, most of them anyway, with comments. Jay Kirshner is here to do that with me. Jennifer's out sick. I want to thank Dan DiCrescenzo, who's here in the studios of WRUH. I was going to say WHRU for whatever the reason. Hofstra University is the site. This year again of the Talkers Week, the annual convention. So this week, a lot of attention being paid to the radio here and to all the talk show hosts who will be in attendance as we go through the issues of the year from the point of view of those who are doing this for a living. So that's kind of cool. I want to thank Dan and the folks at WRHU for their hospitality here. And this is a great radio studio. The number three item on the story list this week is the hearing situation, the updates, the descriptions that went on. I've said on the air, and apparently sort of incorrectly, because I didn't have a lot of the information. And normally when these things go on, Jay, I tune out because it's usually the same old, same old. But for some reason last night, as I was crawling into bed and thinking about a lot of different things with regard to the radio program, I turned this on. And the hearings were on every channel. Every channel had Liz Cheney and the chairman and the members. But Cheney seemed to have hit her stride and get the attention, a lot of the attention, because of her being a Republican and being so critical of Donald Trump. Here's an excerpt of what she said last night during the hearing.
We don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution, and that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
I understand the psychology of Trump and how he uses whatever tools he has in his own personal closet to get people worked up. There wouldn't be a Donald Trump if there wasn't something wrong. That's the way I look at it. Even though, for me, Donald Trump is the wrong president. Not because of his philosophy or what he's done in terms of some good things to fix problems in the country, but because of his personal demeanor, I think the kind of things, and that's what most people, in terms of problems. But looking at the video as that hearing continued, Jay, of these people breaking the glass and climbing in the window and treating the Capitol as if it was just some other building, and the complete disrespect, and then keep calling, you know, they call themselves patriots and real Americans and stuff. That's offensive as hell to the rest of us who don't believe in violence, who are concerned about the way the country. Hey, listen, you think I like Biden? No. Am I going to go to the White House and throw rocks through the window? No. Maybe in part because I'd get shot if I did, but that's not what, that doesn't accomplish anything. These people didn't accomplish a thing except embarrass America and embarrass themselves.
Completely.
You look at the way the rest of the Republicans have sort of gone, and this is what's coming out in the hearings, you know, go to Trump and get him to try to do something, and he didn't. That's what's pretty outrageous. I'm going to talk a little bit when we come back about what Sean Hannity said during these hearings as well. We'll continue on the Talk Radio Review.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is spending $331 million to fight food insecurity in Latin America and the Caribbean, with more efforts still to be announced this week at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The United Nations World Food Program reports the number of severely food insecure people increased by over 500,000 after Russia was allowed to invade Ukraine. Many countries in the developing world are highly reliant on Ukraine's wheat, sunflower oil, and other exports that are now being blocked by Russian soldiers. Get ready for new inflation numbers. The release of the CPI, or Consumer Price Index, is coming down the line in about 90 minutes. The CPI is the evidence showing how severe the inflation problem is and how far the Federal Reserve might have to go to put it down by raising interest rates. Experts are predicting roughly a 1% increase in May. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As violence and mob mentality has become a nuisance in America, their thought is, whomever can scream the loudest wins. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York and a candidate for the governor of New York, told Newsmax Thursday the Biden administration has subtly encouraged violence against members of the Supreme Court by not condemning the release of their private addresses.
They've actually made statements protecting the doxing of the Supreme Court justices. When the addresses were released, Jen Psaki stood there at the White House press briefing room and defended it. When their supporters were starting to form outside of the homes of these justices, Jen Psaki stood there at the White House press briefing room delivering the official position of President Biden and the White House and the administration and defended it. So I believe that this isn't just an example of complicity through silence, but actually what they have said, I believe, leaves them in many respects directly responsible. When you look at folks like Maxine Waters and other congressional Democrats who encourage physical confrontation, you start owning this when your supporters take these types of actions.
The good folks at M&M Mars in Lancaster County, not too far from Hershey, Pennsylvania, had a genuine chocolate disaster on their hands Thursday. Two people got trapped in a chocolate vat, and rescuers had to use the Jaws for Life to get them out. The two are doing okay at last report. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Overview of what's going on News Talk Radio now from the folks that are associated with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer is out ill this week, so we've got Jay Kirshner, who's always here with me now, and thoughts of thoughts of sugar plums dancing in their head right there for Christmas time. I have thoughts of Hannity. I watched, as I was talking, if you're just joining us, we're having a conversation about the number three issue this week on the story list, the January 6th hearings. See, all along, I think the reason that I kind of lost interest in it is because the investigation, which is now part of the discussion, the investigation this committee has done to look into what happened on January 6th, that's where I kind of got lost, because it seemed to have gotten bogged down. But if you watched on Thursday night, the hearings with the various members of the committee and people in the audience who experienced what actually happened on January 6th, I think you get a different picture. I got a completely different picture of what I thought happened because of the video that hadn't been seen before, because of the prodding of some of the members of the committee. Liz Cheney, obviously, because she's the ranking Republican on the committee and believes that Trump is dangerous, and a lot of people who haven't liked her because of her position on this. But given the fact that she's kind of Republican royalty, the Cheney family, Dick Cheney, her father, was vice president. He was a secretary of two or three different departments, been involved in federal government for a long, long time. I've never really been a fan of his, but that's not, has no bearing on this. I kind of do like her. Got a lot of spunk, and she's smart, and she hit the nail on the head, in my opinion, with the things that she said last night. I'm a straight Republican. I don't like what's gone on in the Republican Party, and people say, well, where are the real patriots? Where are the real Republicans? You know what? Who says who? You can say that, and you can believe it, and that's swell. But for me, you're not the Republican Party, at least that I grew up. You may be today's Republican Party, but what's that going to do for you? And then you can say, well, look at the story list that you went through. Look what would happen this week at the primaries, the seven states, especially in California, where the Republicans made some pretty strong gains. So maybe the Republicans aren't so bad. My response to that would be, as an alternative, the Republicans, in many cases, or some cases, in California, I guess I'd use that, and if Jennifer Horn were here, she could add to this. The Democrats are so bad in California that anybody looks better than the Democrats. That's kind of the way I'm looking, at least in some of the states, like the primary that on the people list, Jay, the recall DA in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin.
Oh yeah,
here's this.
That was shocking for a lot of people who were witnessing. But even look at how we talk about the political parties always fighting. It's always the right versus the left versus the right. But it's happening within the parties themselves. We have the right versus the far right, the left versus the far left, and it just seems like everybody is just so combative anymore, even within their own political parties.
Well, there's so much combat, mostly because of social media. I mean, look at the stuff that came out in the hearings that has been a result of what was recorded by social media, things, comments that were made, videos that were made, things that we might not have seen otherwise. And you see the anger, and you hear the vitriol. And one guy, I remember, he was interviewed by some news guy, and he said, I'm here, I'm standing up for my country, and I'll give my life if I have to. What are you giving your life for? What is it that you think is going on? Because Trump, you think, was robbed of the election? Listen, pal, Trump wasn't robbed. And if he was, it was his own fault. As much of a conspiratorialist as I can be from time to time, and I'm sure there's plenty, you know, all the talk about voter violation, you know, all of the irregularities in voting and people being disenfranchised. They can't vote because they don't have identity or, you know, they need to have a mail-in ballot. All of that stuff is nonsense as far as I'm concerned. I'm holding with the traditionalists who say, take a ballot, a paper ballot, fill it out, bring it to the box and put it in so you know your vote actually counts. That's what I do. And that's what a lot of people I know do. And you should insist on that because that's really the only way you know that people can't fiddle the mail ballots. Are you kidding? That's the biggest source of any kind of ripoff you can possibly. How do you know who's opening the mail and what they're doing with your vote? Even if there are people watching, there's all kinds of skullduggery that's gone on. And these damn voting machines, these electronic computers supposedly, there's always a problem with them. So, you know, you can listen to people say that voters are being like Georgia, being disenfranchised. I think that's a lot of poppycock. That's just not the way it really, in my world, anyway. Maybe because I'm not living in the world with others, but I can tell you there's a common sense component to this. Common sense dictates to most people who have any that you ought to be able to prove who you are to vote, and you ought to be able to go into a voting booth, cast your ballot, and make sure that it's been counted. I think that's what the American way is all about, and that's what's required. Yeah.
Not more than once.
Right. Well, I've done that a couple of times, but to make a point, as you know. Anyway, so I was talking, to go back a little bit to the discussion about the hearings. So I was watching Sean last night, and I was taken back. I actually found myself listening to him and agreeing with his point. He's not disagreeing with the findings of the hearings, but he is suggesting that there's another component to it which they are not taking up, or at least you haven't heard this so far, and that's where was everybody else? Okay, so the Capitol Police are looking for help. Where was it? Why didn't Nancy Pelosi or the sergeant at arms or other people? Nancy Pelosi is supposedly a Speaker of the House in charge of that building in reality. So she was hiding in her office. She get up, pick up the phone and say, hurry up, get the National Guard here. Hurry up, get the police. There's no evidence that she did. There's no evidence that anybody did. So that brings to light a couple of questions. One, did they want this to happen so they could make Trump look bad? Or are they just so incompetent that they don't know what to do when faced with something like this? I think there's probably a little of both.
Or did everybody think somebody else was going to do it, so then they didn't?
Right.
And even the people who went inside, again, like you mentioned, people were breaking windows and, you know, crawling in, and that's definitely trespassing. That's breaking and entering. But then you have the people who were, they just walked through the door because they were permitted to do so at that point, after a certain point. And you also kind of can't blame the security and police officers when they were given the, that was what they were told to do, to kind of more so protect everybody else, so people didn't, more people didn't lose their lives from rioting and all of that. So it's just, it's so messy. It is so dang messy.
It is messy. Yeah, it's very messy. But I do think that the questions that Sean asked about who was not, you know, okay, so one group didn't do their job, so that kept everybody else from doing their job. In essence, that is a good question, frankly. And that's what rings the bell. Okay, so, you know, Sean's going to have to do something to oppose what Liz Cheney and the committee is doing. And he came up with a pretty good one. I think with that question, it is a good question. And it'll be interesting to see if these hearings, as they continue, deal with that. Hopefully they will, so that it won't look like a one-sided hatchet job. But I'll tell you, Trump looked really bad as they went through some of the video, some of the things, and the testimony of the people in government who were Trump people, people that were in the cabinet, people that were in the White House as, you know, staff, all of them, his family was on him to go public and get these people to calm down. Instead, he threw gasoline on the fire with the comments, you know, that you heard. And so in my mind, frankly, and I know this is not going to be popular with a lot of people who are listening, that this stuff completely disqualifies Trump from ever running again for anything, in my mind. Not that I'd vote for him anyway, but these sorts of things are not, this is not appropriate. This doesn't move America ahead. You can think that, you know, Biden's a boob and he's destroying the country, and I might not disagree with you too much. I don't know if he's not destroying the country, but he's not doing, he's not a good leader. In my mind, he may be, I used to, we keep having this waterfall every 4 years of who, I've said this many times, I don't think there's been a good president. I think Clinton was a pretty good president, despite all of his personal foibles. I loved Ronald Reagan, but after that, George Bush was a bumbling boob, and going into Iraq was the worst decision made by a president in decades, as we found out. And so from that point and his stumbling and bumbling, I don't think Obama was any great shakes. I think there was too much one-sided focus on things that ought to have had a more universal approach to him. I think he's a likable guy. I think George Bush is a likable guy. I don't think Donald Trump is a likable guy, but we tend to, you know, some of the presidents we've had, you go back to Richard Nixon? Oh, he was hated. Nobody liked him. And, you know, so you think about, it's not likability here that we're talking about. It's, can you get the job done? And Nixon actually did some things, although he was a despicable cur. He got some things done. I think Trump got a lot done, frankly.
He's also a despicable cur.
Personally, anyway. And I don't, Biden's not a despicable cur. He's a nice, kind of good guy, but he's a horrible president. Awful. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's continue with this in a few moments. It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
You have friends here on the Talk Radio Review and on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Doug and Jay Kirshner with the overview of some of the stories. We'll continue this. We have two pieces of the pie here. The official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. Jay and I will do that because Michael's wrapped up in the convention, the annual Talkers Convention here this week at Hofstra University. I'm in the studios of WRHU. Great facilities, great. This is, if you've got anybody in your family or friends interested in going to school for communication, television, radio, this is the premier place in the country for that sort of thing. That and there are a couple of good schools in Boston. There's one, but this is a good school. Okay, so Jay, I'm going to get away from the hearings a little bit. Talk about the econ. Well, actually, no, I really want to talk about the primaries this week. We touched on the DA being recalled in San Francisco. There was an attempt earlier to, it seems to me, or maybe the movement is flourishing, but it hasn't gotten anywhere yet, to recall the DA in Los Angeles, who's as much of a boob as Boudin is. And you just wonder again, we've gotten so extreme. One of the reasons is because people don't vote in primaries. So the primary season now continues through September. States here and there were 7 this past week. I think there are more, maybe not as many as 7 until we get closer to the fall in any given group of states. But for heaven's sakes, if you feel strongly about some of the things you've heard, the narrative here with us, and how strongly we feel about it, hopefully you feel strongly as well, because it's your future, it's your country. I don't want to sound kind of like a professor here, but if you don't know that the primaries are more important than the final election, then you don't understand how the system works. The system needs to have your input to weed out the crazies. That's why we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and some of these other nutbirds, because they make it through the primaries because nobody's really paying attention. Anyway, where are we? At 10 before the hour. Thank you, Jay. This is the Talk Radio Review.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with my friend Nick Miles here talking about cars. Yes, it's car talk, the modern version of car talk with Mr. Modern himself, Nick Miles, who goes around the country, has fun. Imagine this as a job. Can you imagine this guy? He gets onto planes and he flies around. He's in Palm Springs this week driving Broncos. And, you know, he seems to be making a living at it. He must be making a good living because he got about 17 cars of his own. And so.
Either that or I'm a trust fund baby and I have nothing better to do.
I haven't explored that with you, but I'll think the first story is much better than the second story.
No, the first story is correct, but you
yes,
know.
Right, exactly. All right. So, we were just talking off the air about some of the expenses and some of the cars that are around. Let you bring us up to date on the Bronco, at least what you can tell us that you've experienced driving the new Bronco around. You can't talk about it, right?
Yeah, so I'm in Palm Springs right now, and we're going up to Johnson Valley today, where the event called King of the Hammers takes place every year, which is the most vicious off-roading event ever in the United States. And it's where the toughest men in the United States get together and race and rock crawl the most vicious vehicles that we can possibly build.
So are you one of those tough guys? You're one of those tough guys.
I do what would be the kiddie table version of that. But the Bronco Raptor is here. So take the Bronco that we all know and have begun to love because it's made its return in the last year or so. And they have upped it. They have given it 37-inch tires. They have given it a much more powerful engine.
All right, hold on just a second. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
37-inch tires. Let me try to understand that. My tractors have either 34-inch tires or 38-inch tires. And if you look at them, I'm trying to envision a tire that big on a Bronco. Mm-hmm. How does the axle even hold it? What are they
doing? You can imagine the modifications that they've had to do to make these things work.
Yeah, so, but why do it? There's nobody who's going to drive something like that on the road. Come on, there's nobody going to drive. What's the point?
The point is, it's only driven on the road part of the time. The rest of the time, it's driven in the desert at high speeds. It's really made for Baja racing. And it's made for rock crawling and Baja racing, and it's for those guys who like to get out and really punish themselves off-road in desert racing.
Is there a psychologist attached to this so we can figure out what motivates them to do this?
Well, we know we're all mad. I mean, you know, just beginning the whole experience, we know there's something wrong with us already. So we're self-diagnosed.
As long as nobody gets hurt, it's okay. It's fine. Nobody
There's helmets involved, and there's harnesses involved right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So we're out here testing it, and just to let you know, these are the downsides to what I do. 115 degrees yesterday.
Lovely.
Out in the desert. So suntan or sunblock is the first thing that we applied. Water was in plentiful supply, and when it came to lunchtime, nobody was interested in food because we were just bouncing around in the desert, and then they said, would you like to eat? And everything, everyone's like, no.
It's like being on a boat that's waving up and down, and you get seasick.
Exactly.
So the same kind of experience.
All I can tell you is that you will be amazed when you get the opportunity to see this vehicle. The downside to the customer is you already have to have a Bronco reservation to be able to buy one of these.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
The price will be north of $100,000 probably easily, right?
Yeah, I think the price has, you have to have a Bronco reservation to find the price out, but it's going to be way above what you're paying for you'll be $100,000, $120,000.
All right, mostly I like to have in our car talk situations discussions about cars that most people have, but we're wavering a little bit from that. We have a few seconds left. I just want to point out that I was walking around my local Ford dealership with the owner the other day, and came upon a F-150 that was $97,000 because it has a lot of the same stuff on it. There's a certain thing that you can add, a package, that adds $30,000 to them. Well, who's driving these things?
Well, there is taxes out there. There is the agricultural tax. And when you own a business and you buy one of these vehicles and you keep it for its lifetime, you can write it off 100% on the agricultural tax against your business, and you never pay tax. So a lot of companies do that. You'll notice these sell towards the end of the year, and you never pay a penny in tax. You buy the vehicle itself. So it's government goodbye.
A word to the wise from Nick Miles. I hear on a little car talk. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.